Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord once again, because God is surely good. I know he's good to me, and I hope he's the same with you all, because we are living in a time where that we need God. We need God more now than we ever have needed him, because everything seems like it's going in a haywire way. But God is still in the midst. God is still in control. And God is still, even when we need a blessing, God is still blessing us. He blesses us with blessings that we don't even ask him for. Because when he wakes us up in the morning, that's a blessing. When he allows us to lie down at night on our own, that's a blessing. When we can go to our dinner tables and feed ourselves, that's a blessing. When we can get in our automobiles and drive, that's a blessing. When we can put our clothes on, that's a blessing. Lord, have mercy. Isn't that all right? God blesses us even when we don't ask for it. He blesses us anyhow. He lets the sun shine in the sky and the moon come up, and he allows the stars to shine. God blesses us. Because why? Because God loves us. He loves us so much that he even gave us his only son to die on the cross for our sins so that we could have the right to the tree of life. That is a blessing. I thank God. I give him honor right now because he's worthy of my honor. I give him that honor because without him, I can do not anything, but with him, I can do all things. All things, because it says you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. And I need that strength from Jesus. And I want to thank Apostle for even being allowing this station as normal to keep on running the way it's running. God is in the midst. We know that. But we still know that when a person has a job to do, sometimes it's hard to really do two or three things at a time. But Apostle, through the help of the Holy Spirit, she can still continue on doing what says the Lord. And that is worth. Worthy. That's worthy. That's being worthy. That's being worthy of our thanks. That's being worthy because she is a worthy person, because she goes out of her way to lift up the name of Jesus. And that is a blessing in disguise. And I thank her. I thank her. I thank her. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not thank her enough for even allowing me to continue on this station. I thank you, Apostle. I thank you. One time, I thank you. Two times, I thank you. Three times. Keep on now. Keep on doing what God wants you to do. And you cannot fail, because the stuff that God gives you to use, you can't lose. Thank you, Apostle. And I want to thank Amanda for coming week after week and helping me on this station. But she's not with me tonight. You notice she's not with me on Tuesday night because she works. And so, but I want to reach out to her and say thank you for even helping me to continue on making this radio station a success, as we do week after week. And all of you all that's out there in radio land, all of you that is on this station, I give you the gratitude of thanks also, because it is us and you that, as Apostle is doing, that's keeping this branch together. You know, I'm a strong believer in this. I feel that we all are families on this station that protect and services on this station. I feel that we are families. And the Bible teaches that where a family prays together, they stays together. And so I look at y'all, the Apostle and the bishops, whosoever is taking place on this station, with this service, I look at you all as being my family, and we will always be family as long as we are in the household of faith. At this time, I'm going to pray. Most Holy God, our Heavenly Father, it is again that I come. I come, Lord, because you have gave me a task to go into all the world and preach and teach your gospel. And that is a task, Lord, that I accepted long time ago when you asked me whom will go for me. I made a commitment, Lord. I says, here am I, Lord, send me. And Lord, and long as I got breath in my body, whatever you desire for me to do, whatever you have for me to do, Lord, I'm available. I don't take this journey lightly. I don't take it as I'm doing it just to be doing it. I'm doing it to glorify you, Lord, and to build me up and make me a better person. I'm doing it for that, Lord. I'm doing it because you said that if I be lifted up from this earth, you're going to draw all men unto you. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for this day, Lord. This day is a day that we have never seen before. But, Lord, you allow us to still get up this morning and put our clothes on. You allowed us, Lord, to see even the sunshine in the sky. But, Lord, I ask you right now, before I begin to go into this service, this teaching, I want to ask a special prayer for those in Baltimore that was on that bridge that collapsed. Lord, you know all about it. Lord, even they've been gone down in the water for a long period of time. But, Lord, I pray that you would just hold them. Hold them and bring them back safe. Lord, because you can do it because you got all power. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. You can reach way down and pick those people up out of that water and save them in a time like this. Lord, we want to say, Lord, I give them to you this afternoon. Lord, they are in your hands. It's your will, not my will. Lord, whatever went on with that situation, I pray that it will be solved. I pray that it would be wrecked out. I pray, Lord, that you would give those families strength to not give up, but to keep on looking forward to you, Lord, looking forward to that everything is going to be all right. Lord, now as I begin to go behind this secret desk to teach your word, I pray, Lord, that you would fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Let your spirit be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Keep me day by day. Lord, watch over me, Lord. Watch over me. Speak to me now, Lord. Lord, the many words now of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy strength. O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us look this evening. I'm going to be teaching from a very familiar Psalms, one that we have heard time and time again. And all of us should know a little something about this psalm. But I was laying in my bed last night, and I began to look to God and ask him what you want me to teach. And as I laid there meditating and concentrating and blanking out the things of the world and focusing on God, God showed me. And he spoke to my heart. He says, I want you to teach the 23rd Psalm. And I'm very obedient to God because obedient means a lot. It means when you're obedient to God, you know you take God then as your Heavenly Father. You take God as your the one that is in control of you. You give your life to him. And so I'm going to be coming from the 23rd Psalm. You see, the 23rd Psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup. Right. So the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That is the reading of the 23rd Psalm. You see, the 23rd Psalm is a psalm of trust. Lord have mercy. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? The 23rd Psalm is a psalm of trust. Trust in who? In God. Not man, in God. Put your trust in God. You see, when you put your trust in God, you turn it over to him, all of your situations. But here David wrote this psalm. And we're going to find here as we scroll down through these verses. Within the six verses, there is a development of the same theme. Listen what I'm saying. Within the six verses, we're going to find a development, of the same theme of the first verse. The first verse is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You're going to find this. David has no fear or concern, for he knew that the Lord is his shepherd. The psalm of trust, it presents David, and it presents us in two ways. On one hand, he is the sheep, whose shepherd is the Lord. At the same time, one of the most common descriptions of kingship in the ancient world is that of the shepherd in this sense. David. Look at David. Y'all know David. David was a king, wasn't he? Right here, David, as a king, was a shepherd over the flock in Israel. He was a shepherd over the flock in Israel. This means that Psalm 23 is also a royal psalm. Say a royal psalm. Even though the very king does not appear in it, this psalm is a description of what it means to be a good ruler. Lord have mercy. Y'all hear what it says? To be a good ruler. To be a good ruler. Moreover, the psalms speak of Jesus. He is a good shepherd whose flock trust in him. if you will, you can note a John, the 10th chapter, and the king whose perfect rule will be established. The psalm has two movements. Listen. I want you to write these down, because some of us don't know of what those movements is in the 23rd psalm. The movement is, listen, the first movement is a description of the Lord as shepherd, caring for the psalmist's every need. And the same thing goes for us. It is a description of the Lord as a shepherd, caring for us and our every need. Because I know now we got needs. That's one. A description of the Lord as shepherd. Of the Lord as shepherd, extending his mercy to all. Not to just some. The Bible says to all. And we'll find that. We'll find the first one. We'll find it in verse 1 through 4. And the second one, we'll find it in verse 5 and 6. Now, let's look now. I'm going to take my time here because I'm teaching. I'm going to take my time. Let us first start off. Let us look at the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Whose shepherd? My shepherd. Your shepherd. If you will allow him to be. If you allow him to charge of your life, if you allow him to come in and work on the inside, don't you know outside is going to look all right? But the word here, Lord is my shepherd. The word pictures David. Uses for God come from his own life and experience. David knew God. And if we are Christians, as we say we are, and not only say we are, as we act like we are, as we perform like we are, then we are, we know in our own life and experience how good God is to us. We know that the Lord is so good to us. That even at our worst, God looks beyond our faults. And God sees our need. Isn't that good stuff here? It's tight, but it's right. You see, God knows all about us. Cares. That's why the psalmist David says that the Lord is his shepherd, our shepherd. And he has been a shepherd in his youth. Talk about David now. David was a shepherd in Israel over the flock. You can find that if you need to look for it in 1 Samuel, the 16th verse through the 19th verse. I'm not going there because I'm going to try to get all this in here this afternoon. But you can note this and write it down and look at it another time. 1 Samuel 16 through 19. And you'll find that David was a shepherd over the flock in Israel. In him, disturbance. Let's look at the 20. Let's look at the second verse now. It says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. Look now. Let me take you a little further. Let me try to get this thing and make it a little plainer. You see, any disturbance or intruder scares off the sheep. So that's why he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me. Who? The good shepherd leads me beside what? The still waters. You see, here I am. They are very careful animals. You see, sheep, Lord, have mercy. They are very careful animals. They can't survive on their own. They need a shepherd. The same way that they need a shepherd, we are the sheep of God's fold, and we need a shepherd. Because we can get careful time and time again when something come up against us. And he says here, David, and they can't lie down unless they feel totally secured. And so what secures them, preacher? Where David says here, they're going to lie down in green pastures. The green pastures is what secures them. David used eloquent language to express his view of this abundant care God gives to his people. God gives to you. God gives to me. If we are adopted into his family, if we allow him to lead us, him to guide us, nourish us, him to protect us, you see what I'm saying here is, if we allow him to take charge. You see, sheep, moving on, are afraid even of fast-flowing streams. That's why David said here, he's going to lead them. He's going to make sure that they're not going overboard and drown. He's going to lead them besides. He's not going to lead them into the waters. He's going to lead them beside the still water so that they can feel safe, so that they can be safe. See, God's provision of still waters have a soothing effect. You see, it calms the sheep. And it calms us. You see, when you're being led by the good shepherd, God leads us beside the still water. And we are not afraid because the water is not bouncing and keeping noise to frighten us. We are like the sheep. See, we are like the sheep sometimes in more ways than one. The sheep, when the sheep goes astray and the sheep get lost, just one little sheep. Don't you know that's very important when one is lost and the whole flock that's left behind is secured? You need to go and search for that one that is lost, because that one that's lost can't fend for itself. We got to fend for that one. God calms the waters in our lives, and he calms the seas. And now he, third verse here says, he restoreth what? My soul, your soul. God refreshes his people. God refreshes his people. with his quiet voice. Don't you know God speaks in a quiet voice? And he got a gentle touch. Lord have mercy. Somebody ought to hear what I'm saying here this evening. God speaks if we stop talking and ignoring God. We can hear that quiet voice. We got to be still to still waters. We got to be calm, let the calm waters. We got to hear God speak. And once we hear him speak, he got a gentle touch. Lord have mercy. He touches us with a gentle touch. For our preacher, do he touch us with this gentle touch and speak to us through this quiet voice? For this reason, the sheep know the shepherd, are known by him. You see, when God speaks to us, we should know his voice. And we should obey him. Every sheep knows his shepherd's voice. So if we are sheep in the pasture, and the Lord is our shepherd, hear him when he speaks to us. That's all it's saying here, that we should hear him and know him, who he is and whom he is. Then it says, as I move down just a little further, for his name's sake, he leads me in a path of righteousness. Now we're going into the path of righteousness now. For his namesake. For whose namesake? For God's namesake. God is protecting us right now. God is leading us in that same path now of righteousness. Because he said so. It's for his namesake. The loving action of the shepherd proceeds from his nature. God's nature. Lord have mercy. It proceeds from that good shepherd's nature. God loves us. God is a leader, a mighty, 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 mighty good leader. God's nature is that he don't want to see any one of us lost. He want us to be able to be in a safe zone, a place where we are from all hurt, harm, all danger. Lord have mercy. That's God's nature because he loves us. That's God's nature because he protects us through his love for us. God is who he said he is. He says he is God. And his father God all by himself. And it says here in the fourth verse, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now listen, I will fear no evil. For what? For you are with me. And your rod is with me. Your staff is with me. They comfort me. They comfort me. Talking here. You walk through the valley of shadow of death. The valley of shadow of death can refer to any distressing time in our lives. You know, we all have had those times when we have gone through some distress. And awareness of our own motive often comes with sickness sometimes. Sickness is a type of a stressful time. Not only sickness we find that even during the trial and the hardship comes our way. But we know this. This is good food here. We know this one thing that we do know. That the Lord, our Lord have mercy, is our protector. And we know that he can lead us through these dark times and out of these dark times. He can bring us up. Cannot teach here. He can bring us up out of that difficult valleys that we have fallen in. The valleys to eternal life with him. He can bring us up and bring us out and set our feet on that solid rock. And that solid rock is Jesus. And not only that, he can lead us to the right road that we need to be on. There's two roads, my sisters and my brothers. We find that man is on the broad way. But look now, there's another road. There's a road on the right that's a narrow way. And I looked and I looked, and I see just a few. What is wrong with this picture? Everybody should be running at a time like this, running, trying to get in, to get on the right road. Time. Time don't wait for no one. Time is running out. My sisters and my brother, watch out now. You've got to watch out because your time is very important right now, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Today is not even promised. See, he leads us through that valley. And you see, there is no need to fear anything. Bible teaches here in the 23rd Psalm, it teaches that we don't even have to fear death. But because God said that the Lord is with us. Do you think now, when it's time for you to leave this place, this death, do you think he's going to leave you then? He's been with you all this time. So when your time rolls around, he's still going to be your Lord. Because here, let us look at, you are with me. Who are with me? God, the Lord is with me. And who is God? Listen, who is God? Who are we talking about here in the 23rd Psalm? Who is our God here in this 23rd Psalm? He is the shepherd over top of us. And he is just not any shepherd. Let us note this. He is the good shepherd. Better than better. Better than best. He's better than even David. When David was a shepherd over the sheep, that flock. But God is the shepherd over. David was just a shepherd over a flock of sheep in Israel, one place. But God, the Lord, is the shepherd over four corners of the world. He is everywhere. He is everybody's shepherd if they want him to be. He don't have no respect of persons. He's not just in Virginia. He's not just in Maryland. He's not just in New Jersey. He's not just in New York. He's not just in Florida. He's not just in Pennsylvania. He's not just in just those cities that are named. He's everywhere because he got the whole world in the palm of his hand. He's a good shepherd. even with us, even in what seemed the most difficult or troubling situations, God is with us. He leads us. He leads us by our hand. He says he never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He will always abide with you. You see now, I'm moving on. I'm coming down to your rod and your staff. And my Bible here gives me a little illustration here of this. An ancestor shepherd used the rod and the staff to what? He used it for rescue, right rescue, or say rescue. He used it for protection. Protection from who? He used it to even guide the sheep. And the same way that the ancestor shepherd David did, the Lord used the same tactics to lead us, to rescue us, to protect us, and to guide us through all hurt, harm, and all danger. They become symbols of the good shepherd's love and care over his flock. God cares for us. Cares for us because he loves us. And he cares much for us. The sheep are not alone. So we are never alone when we are led and looked out for by the good shepherd, the Lord, our Savior, and God, our Father, and the Holy Ghost Spirit that lives on the inside. God says, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are they all become as one. And all of those are working for our good, to work things out when we need these things to be worked out. We are not in just one hand. We are in three hands, but they become as one to us, working for us, to get us over and get us through the dark times and bring us up out of the valley of despair. Isn't that all right? God is our good shepherd. Just as the Lord. See, God, our shepherd, and he makes sure that the sheep is not left alone. Because why? Because the good shepherd is standing over them, he's guiding them, say guiding, into all safety. Just as the Lord stands over us day and night. He stands over us 24/7. And he protects us those times. He leads us around even our stumbling blocks. He removes those demonized spirits that come in and try to steal his joy. He removes them by his protection. He builds, listen, a fence around us with his angels, because he allows his angels to have charge over us. So he has built a fence of defense to protect us in times of need times when the way seems hard, times when the road seems rough, times when a sickness come in, times when we don't even have what we need. We are slack on goods. We slack on food. We slack on nourishment. God still builds that fence around us. And he supplies us with his every need. Then he builds a table. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anointed my head with oil. Listen. My cup, I'm talking about my cup, runs over. You see, he prepared a table before us. How do he prepare this table? Listen. By his provision. It is as though he has prepared a banquet. We all know about a banquet. Then he anoints us. That is, he honors our guests. In that ancient Middle East, was anointed with olive oil that contained perfume. God wants us, Lord have mercy, to always have the best. God wants us to look the best. God want us to be at the best. He says that we are his people. Now, my cup. Let's look at my cup for a little bit. My cup, it do what? It runs over. Lord, that means that God fills that cup, and that cup gets so full, it begins to run over. So what he's saying here is that he gives us enough to allow it to run over, and so when the run over part is enough for us to help somebody else along the way. Because when our cup is full and then it runs over, that is, Lord have mercy, that is for us to give it and help someone else. God's provision as abundant as the wine offering to a guest by a generosity host. The lavish treatment of the guest is indicated here of loving care of God for his people. The loving care that God has for his people. Now, the use of both goodness, coming on down now, the use of both goodness and mercy, they go to describe God's law of love. The meaning of the two words, what is described in verse 5, is God's overabundant mercy. You know, God's grace and God's mercy, it brings us through. It's because of God's grace in God's mercy, that we are still here today. It was God's grace that reached down this morning and touched us. And he touched us with a finger of love. And we got up out of our beds. It wasn't our clocks. It wasn't someone shaking us. It was because God's grace and God's mercy that he had for us and on us that allowed our golden moment to ride on just a little while longer. My Lord, the grace of God says, yeah, I'm moving on a little further. God's love that is in no way deserved. Don't you know? Sometimes we do not even deserve his love. Why, preacher? Because sometimes we get caught up in too many things that's not of God. Sometimes we put him on the back burner. When you see on the back burner, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes if you put fluid on the back burner and turn it up, it's going to burn up. But we got to put it on the slow side. Where that's God's side. God says here, time and time again, sometimes we don't deserve his love. The Hebrew verb follow. Follow now. I'm talking about follow. It describes an animal in pursuit. When the Lord is our shepherd, instead of being stalked by the wild beasts and by those hellhounds that's on our track, we are persuaded by the loving care of the Lord. We are even in pursuit of the love and care of the Lord. We no longer is in danger because the Lord is going to give us goodness and he's going to give us mercy. And he's going to lead us as we follow after him. Look now, I'm going to add a little more to that. You know, God wants us to be good followers as sheep. What are God doing? If we are God's followers, God is our leader. He is out in the front of us. He's leading us through all kinds of situations. So he's not behind us. We are behind him because we need a good leader. And that good leader is the Lord Almighty. My Bible teaches me that he's mighty even in battle. My Bible teaches me that he even makes ways that seem like there's no way. But he makes ways for us out of no way. My Bible teaches me that when even we're in a situation seem like we are lost, but God, our Father, the good leader, will lead us to safety. He'll bring us out of that dark place. He will place our feet on that straight and narrow because God loves us. So his love and care for us, that we will follow him. Now listen. He follow him where? To the house of the Lord. For what? Forever. He says here, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And now I will, Lord have mercy, say I will, dwell in the house of who? The Lord. For when? My Bible says forever. Forever is forever. God's promise to Israelites was not just for enjoyment of this life in the land of promise. It was also for the full enjoyment of even the life to come in his blessed presence. It's not just for this life. God's promise is for the life to come also. What you talking about, preacher? Because God says that he sent his son into the world to die on the cross, to save all mankind from their sin. He came into the world to bring light into the world so that they can have life and have life more abundantly. And so the same thing, he didn't stop there. Listen. This stuff is good. He didn't stop there. He says that I'm going away. Listen now. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. I am now. You shall be also. So that's life now and life to come. He already paved the way. Because he said, I am, listen, the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father. But who? By me. By me. He is the good shepherd. The Lord of hosts. He is the good shepherd. Yeah, and I'm just about through. Yeah, it was also for the full enjoyment of the life to come in his blessed presence. In his blessed presence. That's when he told David that he as David wrote this psalm, he told David what to write, because all of these chapters and scriptures was written by man, but it was inspired by God. When God sees that enough was enough, he said, he told John, you remember, he said, seal up John, don't write no more. That's enough. Enough is enough. And the God that we serve is telling us too. Watch here now. He's telling us enough is enough. You have gone astray long enough. It's time for you to come back home. Listen here. We are so far away from home. We are lost. We got to get back where we belong. We got to come back home. Like David was saying, that one is lost. Go and find that lost sheep. One. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You see, a flock should know his shepherd's voice. And oftentimes they are protected. We are protected. Night and day, morning and noon. All we got to do is call on the name of the Lord, and he will take care of us. The Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want. I hope that someone receives something from that teaching this evening, because we know that we can't walk in the right way without him holding our hand. We can't even talk without him allowing us to still have a tongue to speak through. You see, we can't do nothing without his help. So he is our shepherd. The Lord is a shepherd of all people that will accept him. So hold on. Don't give up. Put your hands in the hand of the good shepherd. Let him lead you to a place in your life where it's safe. Let him lead you to that a quiet stream that calms you when things come in and get you all bent out of shape. Go back and look and ask God, lead me by the still waters and calm me. Calm me. Most holy God, our heavenly Father. So again, Lord, that I come now at the end of your service. Pray, O Lord, that you would just allow these words that have been taught here this evening to fall on listening ears, and they will be blessed by them. If someone don't even know you by the pardon of their sins, I ask you right now that you stir their hearts up so that they can come crying, what must I do to be saved? Open up their ears so they can hear you. Open up their eyes so they can see you. And Lord, and open up their walk of life where they can walk in the plain path of your righteousness. Guide us, Lord, as we go down from this place. Pray, O Lord, that you would just give us the willpower to be able to continue on doing what you have signed our hands to do. Bless now, Lord, these are your people. Let your blessings flow, overflow, overflow. As the cup runs over, let those blessings run over so that they can be a blessing to somebody else. Right now, Lord, I pray now that as I go down from this place, go down, Lord, which is still on my mind, I go down from this place, Lord, with a contract spirit and a mind that will stay on you. Right now, Lord, as I go, I pray, Lord, now that a communion of your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide within us. Till we meet again. If not on this side, on the other side, I pray, Lord, that every day will be Sunday. And Sabbath will have no end. In that great get-up morning, where the wicked shall cease from troublings, and the righteous shall be at rest. In that great get-up morning, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shall I can't say hey. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If I had 10,000 tongues, oh, my Lord, I couldn't thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I leave you all in Jesus' name.